Hey there everyone, Noir here, and today I would like to take some time to talk about ARGs, specifically what they are and what their general purpose is. Now, I'm aware that this topic isn't new, and I'm also aware that I'm not the first person on YouTube to talk about it. Insider Mind and Extra Credits, to name some of the more widely known channels, have touched upon this matter in the past. However, I will be looking at the subject in as broad a way as I possibly can, and perhaps it'll help to give you a bit more of an insight into the genre if you're, for instance, considering making your own, or even if you're just looking for some food for thought. Of course, I'm not saying that my word means more than anyone else's, so be sure to watch the other videos discussing this topic as well. The more knowledge, the better. Let's begin. First off, let's ask the question, what is an ARG? ARGs, or alternate reality games, are part of a genre where a story is put in place and the players must use their skills to drive the story forward. Sounds simple enough, but at the same time, how does that make ARGs any different to regular games? That's where we have to focus on what the common goals are within this genre. Let's look at the definition of games as a whole. A game is an activity where a player uses their skills to try and bring it to its conclusion. Games tend to have two main scenarios, win or lose. Of course, there are also stalemates possible, but that's not really the point of this video. They also have specific rules that you must follow, which are there to ensure that you are working within the limitations that the game creators have placed upon you, and it means that the game remains fair. Take chess, for example. Two players both have the same amount of pieces on a chessboard, with an even amount of squares. Each piece has its own limitations, such as the direction they can go in, and the amount of squares that they can move in a single turn. These rules are there so that you don't grab one of your pawns and immediately capture the opponent's king. It makes it an even playing field, just like the board that the pieces stand on. But one big difference between traditional games and ARGs is that you are taught the rules of a traditional game before you play. With ARGs, you tend to play by an implied set of rules. This is because the creators of the ARG would be breaking the immersive nature of the game if they told you how to play it. Which brings me to the next point, immersion. Immersion in gaming terms means blurring the line between reality and fiction, so that the player becomes personally invested in their particular game. We talk about the immersive nature of video games quite a lot, typically games where you have a variety of choices available to you, like open world games, adventure games, interactive novels, etc., etc. But once again, why aren't those things called ARGs? For this, we'll look at two examples, Fallout 4 and Dungeons & Dragons. Let's start with Fallout 4. You begin the game by creating your character, applying your base statistics, then making your way out into the world after figuring out all of the controls and everything like that. From here, you have multiple options available to you. You could follow the main quest line, go and explore the world, hunt creatures, build a settlement, etc. Sure, it has the ability to immerse you given enough time, but it isn't really an ARG. Next, Dungeons & Dragons. You start this game by having a character once again, which you apply base statistics to and some character traits. Then once the game begins, you work with your team to progress through the Game Master's story, with each action relying on your choice of action or the roll of the dice. Depending on what happens, the story will play out exactly as the Game Master intended, or the path will divert into uncharted territory. An immersive game, but not an ARG. So, why aren't they classed as ARGs? The point of these games is to create a virtual version of yourself, typically being a version that has traits that you strive to have, or they can do things that you are personally unable to do. In ARGs, you are the character. You have your skills, your traits, and your personality. You're playing the game with your own personal limitations. So, what games are ARGs? Well, the closest thing in a traditional sense to an ARG is something like a murder mystery or a scavenger hunt. They're games where you must use your own skills and knowledge to help you reach their conclusion. Alternate reality games in a digital sense work the same way. Players are given a form of media, whether that's a sound file, video, image, or written words, and within the media format will be a clue or a code which the player must find or solve to help them find the next piece of media, and so on and so forth until the story is played out. The reward for most ARGs is typically the satisfaction of knowing that you reached the end and figured it out. But there have been cases in the past where there have been prizes given out, but that's few and far between. A lot of these things are done without monetary value. They're also part of a wide range of genre formats. While we tend to think of ARGs as being heavily ingrained in horror, surreal, and mystery titles, there are many cases where ARGs have been social experiments or marketing campaigns for businesses. The main point behind them is the social aspect. They bring people together in order to solve whatever the game throws at them. There's also a lot of potential issues that ARG creators need to be aware of when they're creating their game. One thing to avoid is strict limitations on your players, such as having a large amount of people needed for a particular puzzle or part of the story. It's not unheard of, but it is risky and could potentially alienate your players from carrying on, which means that the remaining players will be unable to finish the story unless you change it. Another thing to note is that regardless of what you think the players are going to do, you should always expect something to throw you for a loop. Without an obvious set of rules in place, players are left to assume the intention of your story or an element within it, which, depending on what they do with that assumption, can have a profound effect on the story, which can be beneficial or disastrous on your initial plot moving forward. Another growing occurrence in the realm of ARGs is gamejacking, an action where someone takes advantage of a creator's anonymity and passes the game off as their own. There are a number of ways to handle this. You can inform your players that this is happening and reveal yourself to them, which can break immersion for some players, or you can attempt to inform them through interaction with the game itself, such as moving the story in a different direction to what the gamejacker is doing with it, which could force you to rethink your story as a whole. Neither option is guaranteed to go without a bit of backlash from the players, but unless better options appear over time, they're probably the least damaging. As for players, there are some important things to remember when you're playing an ARG. First of all, you must be able to remain in a constant state of cognitive dissonance whilst you're playing. You have to remember that no matter how invested you become, it's a work of fiction, and that means that if you feel like there's ever a point where you are thinking about doing something unethical or illegal, then it's time to take a step back and reevaluate the information you've obtained. 9 times out of 10, it's probably more likely that you've misunderstood something rather than the creators wanting you to do something that's morally questionable. That also works both ways. There have been cases in the past where people have attempted to steal a player's information by lulling them into a false sense of security, and they think it's part of the game. Always make sure that in the back of your mind, you're separating reality from fiction. Alongside that, here's something that sounds ridiculous, but it's becoming increasingly common. Make sure that you're actually playing an ARG. Let me explain. Unless a series is following those points that I mentioned in this video, you may be trying to play an ARG that simply doesn't exist. Take Petscop, for example. A lot of people seemed to be under the impression that Petscop was an alternate reality game when it isn't. Petscop is a self-contained story with a narrator and a plotline. There are no hidden elements that lead you outside of the episodes, nor is there any tangible evidence to suggest that there is any way to help move the story forward by solving any of the elements within it. There has been no real player interaction at any point within the series, therefore it cannot be an ARG. However, if we take Cat Ghost as a counter to this, we have a similar format on the surface, a YouTube series which is based around a plotline. But Cat Ghost has ways for people to take part in the story, such as the games that are bundled with a lot of the episodes, which have hidden information within them, the event where they asked fans to send in questions on the website, which the characters then answered in episode 8, and it linked up with the plots of the series, and there's an emphasis on the social aspect, with certain games only giving out snippets of information to one person, then another set of information to another, meaning that you have to collaborate with your fellow players to get the full picture. That makes Cat Ghost an animated web series with an ARG built into it. And that is where I'm going to leave this video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, leave a comment with your thoughts on ARGs and if you think that there is anything important that I might have missed. I want to make sure that everyone has as clear and detailed information as possible. Thank you for watching, and until next time, people, keep on surviving.